AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a government recommendation that a high-profile member of the Trump administration be fired. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The U.S. Office of the Special Counsel, which is unrelated to Robert Mueller's office, says White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway repeatedly violated the Hatch Act, which limits political activity by government workers. The office says Conway disparaged Democratic presidential candidates in her official capacity while on TV and in social media. It would be up to the president to follow the recommendation. Conway says she has no reaction. The White House says the watchdog is violating her rights to free speech and due process. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's been reaction from both parties to President Trump's statement he would be open to accepting a foreign power's help in his 2020 campaign and may or may not tell the FBI. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he's not taking this seriously.
A foreign agent approached me with anything, including but not limited to dirt on my opponent, I'd call the FBI. And I think most people would, and I think the president would.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is taking the president's words seriously.
No president has defined deviancy down more than Donald Trump. And his remarks last night defined deviancy down to a new low.
Just last month, the president pledged not to use information stolen by foreign adversaries in his 2020 re-election campaign. Margaret Hunter, the wife of indicted Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter, pleaded guilty today to conspiracy to misuse campaign funds, including for a trip to Italy. This suggests Hunter is cooperating with the prosecution and may even testify against her husband. A jury in South Carolina started deliberating whether Timothy Jones Jr. gets the death penalty or life in prison for killing his five children. He was convicted last week.